Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is LBC News.
It's 6:23 across the UK. This is Steve Holden in for John Stratford here on LBC News Drive with you until 7 o'clock. Now, the leaders of America and China are due to meet in San Francisco shortly for the first time since before COVID. It's hoped the talks between the two leaders could help in what is currently a shaky US-China relationship. Let's go live to LBC News US correspondent in San Francisco, Simon Marks, who's joining me now. Good evening, Simon. How significant is this meeting tonight?
Well, it is very significant, Steve. I should explain that in the background, you are hearing a live performance by the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus here in the International Media Center for this APEC summit. Let me just give you a little bit of that that sound for a few seconds. So that's one of a series of live performances that the city of San Francisco has arranged for reporters in this international media center, which I have to tell you is an absolutely cavernous, windowless location. And they've decided that since we can't see San Francisco from here, they should bring San Francisco to us. Now, let's get to the meat of today, which, of course, is this meeting between President Biden and President Xi, which will be beginning in about 35 minutes' time. It is the first time the two men have met face-to-face for a year since the G20 summit in Bali last November, when they held a meeting on the sidelines of that event. It has taken a year to negotiate the possibility of this meeting happening because, of course, the relationship between the United States and China headed straight into the deep freeze back in February when President Biden ordered the shooting down of that balloon, that Chinese surveillance balloon that the United States located flying through American airspace. So it's taken months to get this meeting back onto the leaders' respective calendars. And tremendous secrecy hangs over even the location of this meeting. The White House simply saying that it is taking place in Northern California. They previously said that it would be taking place in the San Francisco Bay Area, but they haven't been more precise than simply saying Northern California, and that speaks to the enormous efforts that the United States has been making to ensure that President Xi, every step of the way here in San Francisco, does not glimpse, catch sight of the numerous protesters that have taken to the streets. There are all sorts of pro and anti-China demonstrators here on the way to the media center just an hour or so ago. I and everybody else had to kind of run the gauntlet of Falun Gong protesters here who want to raise their issues and mark their protest of President Xi. But equally, there are some pro-China demonstrators that have taken to the streets here. So we think this meeting is taking place about 45 minutes away by a car from San Francisco itself. Once it's over, and it's expected to last several hours, President Biden will be holding a press conference, but again, they haven't even announced the location for that publicly yet. And there are all sorts of sticking points in the relationship. Of course, Taiwan, China coming to this meeting saying they want a clear indication that the United States still abides by the one China policy that recognizes only the government in Beijing and sees Taiwan as part of China. There are also disagreements over President Biden's restrictions on Chinese technology. and on US investments in Chinese sensitive technologies, arguments too, of course, over human rights and both Gaza and the war in Ukraine. President Biden was asked yesterday what success would look like. And I mean, frankly, the answer indicated just how low the bar is in this relationship. He said that success would look like putting the US-China relationship back on the right path and making sure that the two countries found themselves in a situation where, in a moment of crisis, he and President Xi could pick up the phone and talk to one another. I mean, the bar really could not be any lower. We might see the resumption of military-to-military ties that are designed to obviate any possibility of unforeseen clashes between the US and Chinese militaries. They were all scrapped by the Chinese after the shooting down of the balloon, and of enormous relevance to San Francisco and other cities all over the United States. The US president may secure some commitment from President Xi to do more to try and stem the illegal trafficking of fentanyl and fentanyl precursors from China into the United States. You don't have to wander very far here in San Francisco, or frankly in any major American city these days, to find evidence of the fentanyl epidemic. It is everywhere, and certainly the authorities here are very hopeful that the Chinese might agree to do a little bit more to try and crack down on that trade. We reckon this meeting's going to last 3 or 4 hours. It could be shorter, it could be longer, and then we will not be getting any kind of joint statement from the two governments, a shared joint statement issued after it by the two leaders. Instead, the two governments will simply be offering their own readouts of the meeting and their own interpretations of it. And as I say, we'll be hearing from President Biden himself in person after the meeting comes to an end. And that will give us a sense of whether they've done anything to put the relationship back on the right track.
Sounds a very interesting meeting to come. And Simon, thank you for bringing us a little bit of the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir live earlier. I think everyone listening to LBC News would appreciate that. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.